future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. The current market cap is $202 billion. And it's interesting because we're seeing it getting slowly closer and closer to the $200 billion level, which is extremely exciting. Now, why is this exciting? It's exciting because you have leading figures in the space, such as Mike Novogratz, talking about the herd is coming. We have Fidelity, which is one of the largest asset managers in the world, offering custody. This, we believe, is extremely undervalued. We believe this could potentially go to $2 trillion plus. Now, this is not financial trading advice in any means, shape or form. This is just our enthusiasm here at SVK Crypto, as we always are. So I wanted to just let you guys know how excited we are for what's coming. And we really believe that the technology is only getting better and better. The price action itself, the market moves in lockstep. And it's interesting because we're really going to start soon seeing momentum's building up, the momentum picking up and growing in size. And that's when we'll start seeing real positive price action. And that's when the market cap starts moving back up to hopefully pass a $2 trillion range. So listen, with that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's find out what's been going down in the market. We've had lots of great stories out. So let me bring you up to speed. So sit back, relax. Let's get down to business. Let's do this. So let's kick things off. Coinbase hits $8 billion valuation after $300 million raise. So US-based cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has just announced $300 million in new funding, according to a blog post published Tuesday. The firm said that the Series E equity round was led by the Tiger Global Management, while Y Combinator Continuity, Wellington Asset Management, Andreessen Horowitz, Polychain, and more also participated. By its own calculation, the major investment gives the company a post-valuation of over $8 billion as part of its mission to drive adoption of cryptocurrencies and digital assets. Going forward, Coinbase said the funds will be put toward international expansion and developing infrastructure to support its exchange services. Additionally, it plans to offer more crypto assets, eyeing hundreds of cryptocurrencies that may be supported by the exchange platform. In the future, it added, we will lay the groundwork to support thousands in the future. The firm also plans more utility applications for cryptocurrencies, citing examples of its recently launched support for Circle's USDC stablecoin and the Coinbase wallet. The firm stated in the post, Coinbase is and will remain a crypto-first company. We see Coinbase's growth as validation that the ecosystem will only continue to grow in size, influence, and impact, ultimately ushering in a new, more open financial system for the rest of the world. With the new deal, Coinbase has raised more than $500 million to date. Last August, Coinbase brought in $100 million in a Series D funding round, which gave it a reported valuation of $1.6 billion at the time. That round was led by institutional venture partner IVP and investors in the firm like Dropbox and Netflix. Wow. I remember as well, there was such high demand to get in the Series D Coinbase round that what was happening is people were selling their stake in the company for, you know, above market price, above market value. And Coinbase released a note basically telling people, you can't sell our equity without it being approved by us. And if you do, we will take that back automatically. So it would be worthless because they would take it back and all the rights within the contract because so many people wanted to get in. So other people managed to get in as an investor at maybe an earlier round, but they were trying to basically sell it above market value, which is insane. I don't know why you'd do that. But to $8 billion, that's huge. 1.6 a year ago to $8 billion in valuation. That's insane. And by the way, Coinbase is always expanding. Their London office is rocking. The team there is super smart, extremely talented. And I feel they have a lot more to give. And I feel they're just getting started, as many other companies are in the crypto space. So it's going to be really exciting to see where they are in the next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, and how they plan to scale with that as well. Because it's all about being able to scale and grow. And what we've seen recently of a lot of exchanges is that with the rapid demand that was there at the beginning of this year, late last year, a lot of exchanges had to hire a lot of people. They were hiring, you know, hundreds of people for support staff or, you know, to answer emails because there was such high demand. And then what's happened is that demand's come away and they've had to basically fire a load of people. So hopefully a lot of these bigger companies, the Bitfinexes, the Coinbases in the world, they have built their infrastructure correctly. So when this does come back, the demand creeps up again. It's not a surprise. I already have the accounts. I remember, I think it was Binance, there were, I think it was 240,000 accounts in an hour. Wow. I mean, that needs to have some manual process in for KYC to be correct, because there'll be issues and someone, a human, will need to verify it at some stage. So there's a lot of people for that kind of flow to come through. There's a lot of people opening accounts, which is great for adoption, and making it all easier is great as well. And I think Coinbase's strength is making it really easy to buy crypto. That's what they do. They make it super easy. A big story that came across my desk is that Bank of America patent hints at plan to store cryptocurrency keys. So Bank of America was awarded a patent for a device that stores cryptographic keys, and the documents detail hint at applications for cryptocurrencies. In a patent awarded Tuesday by the US Patent and Trademark Office, the bank outlines a hardened storage device for storing private keys, such as those used for blockchain platforms, explaining that at present, most keys are stored locally, protected by nothing more than a password. In specific embodiments of the system, the authentication routine is conducted as part of a cryptocurrency transaction, a blockchain transaction, or the like, the patent states. The patent references cryptocurrency several times, though overall the document leaves it open keys or other sorts to be applied on the proposed device. So, according to the Bank of America, given that customers storing these keys are usually connected to the internet or other public networks, local storage means that they are continuously susceptible to be misappropriated. Therefore, a need exists for a secure means for storing private cryptographic keys. The patent goes on to state, specifying that this storage method should reduce the risk of a user's private keys being stolen. That Bank of America would suggest that its technical patents could be applied to the realm of cryptocurrencies and blockchain isn't surprising, given that the firm is a profile flyer of patents in the area. As Fortune reported in June, Bank of America has sought patents rights for dozens of possible applications in an effort to be prepared for future uses. While we've not found large-scale opportunities, we want to be ahead of it, and if this should come through, CTO Catherine Bessant was quoted saying in the New York Times. So, super interesting. Bank of America really positioning themselves strategically, having all of these different patterns lined out, knowing that something along these lines will come through and will be needed. So why don't we own the rights and the patent for that? And I guess from there, they can make a decision whether they're going to sell it. I'm sure they have an innovation lab that could potentially build it. But strategically positioning themselves for the future is always a good position to be in. And I'm pretty surprised Bank of America are doing that. But, you know, I'm surprised that other banks are not out there filing patents on every possible application of blockchain. That's also quite surprising. So fair play to them. So something else that's also of high importance is that crypto wallet maker Ledger to expand support for stablecoins, including Tether. So Ledger, the hardware cryptocurrency wallet maker, plans to add support soon for more stablecoins, including expanding Tether USDT usability across all products and services, executives said. So currently the company supports Tether for its two handheld storage products, the Ledger Nano and Nano Blue. But it intends to add the US dollar linked cryptocurrency to its institutional vault service as well. So despite USDT's recent loss of parity with the dollar amid renewed questions about its issuer's reserves, Benjamin Song, Ledger's new head of operations for the Asia Pacific region, said the token remains popular there. One thing that is slightly unique in China and South Korea is the demand for USDT, said Song. an alumnus of S&P Global Market Intelligence and Deloitte, whose hiring ledger announced Wednesday. Since both of these countries have capital controls, in terms of your ability to move currency out of the country, according to Song, who is opening the Paris-based ledger's first Asia office in Hong Kong, Chinese and South Korean investors are often more comfortable with fiat-pegged currencies or assets that reflect traditional capital markets. That's really interesting because obviously there's lots of different stable coins out there, but it all comes down to which is used more, which is in circulation, which has the best volumes, and Tether is really kind of ahead in that sense, but that may not be forever. But one of the key takeaways is that when it comes to Bitcoin, Song said traditional asset managers across APAC still prefer to move their funds into crypto when custody solutions can offer the same security and trust level as banks. Hence, Ledger has an institutional custody partnership brewing with the Japanese bank Nomura. This is huge. They, wealth managers, would ultimately prefer to work with traditional financial institutions, which is why we're partnering with Nomura makes a lot of sense, not only for us, but also for the space. And he's absolutely right by that. Why would you want to trust a startup that is like been around for a couple of years? You want to trust a traditional bank, and especially in the capital market space, they'd much rather have that because the downside, the risk, and it's all about risk management and risk, who is your other counterparty, is a lot less than dealing with a startup that's based in France that's been around for a couple of years. And it'll be interesting to see the uptick and see how that works with them. With that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention as always. Remember to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already to receive daily updates from us. Hit us up on Telegram at @SVK_crypto. If you just type in...
listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.